Yeah, well, one of the things I love about EAA Radio is the whole air venture seems to come to us.
It's a wonderful thing.
That's right. I am Amy Loboda, and I'm speaking with Jeb Burnside, who is the editor-in-chief of Aviation Safety Magazine, and my wonderful volunteer co-host this week.
Happy to be here.
And we now have Gretchen John, who founded V1 Advisors to work with CEOs and board directors to turn strategy into actions and results. But she also has an alter ego in which she helps run something called the Air Race Classic every year. Gretchen, welcome to our show, and tell us a little bit about the Air Race Classic.
Well, the Air Race Classic is a four-day cross-country speed race for women where you fly against a handicap. It's for normally aspirated airplanes, you know, like you and I fly. But it's an excuse to go out and go as fast as you can from point to point to point. It's fabulous. It's great fun.
She's underestimating this whole
rigmarole. She's underselling this,
point to point to point is it's a cross-country air race, but a lot of people have never gone all the way across the country. And you guys pretty much do that every year.
Yeah, it's a different route every year. This past year, we started in Frederick, Maryland, ended up in Santa Fe, New Mexico, by way of Bemidji, Minnesota. It's not a direct route, but it's 2,600 miles, points that you cross, flying max speed 200 feet above the runway.
As they say where I come from, that's a fur piece.
It's a fur piece. You bet.
So you competed this year. How'd you do?
I did. We came in 18th, not as well as I would have liked, but that's the top third. There were 52 teams. The 13 college teams competed as well. There's a little collegiate competition going on there.
Yeah, that's kind of a nice year. Thing.
I'm shocked to hear that.
Shocked. So am I. Well, there's a lot of competition as well. My race partner this year was Jan McKenzie, who is the current international president of the 99s. It was
Excellent.
Her first race. We had baptism by fire. It was great fun.
What did you fly?
We flew my 1972 Cessna 182.
Outstanding.
Yeah. The whole variety of airplanes, anywhere from, you know, 172s. You had a whole contingent of Pipers competing for the Piper Trophy.
Ooh.
And last year, I competed in my RV-7 that I was partners in. I've competed in Mooney, you know, all sorts of things.
And when you say there's a Piper Trophy, are there other subcategories, singles, twins, that kind of thing? That
yeah, for various trophies. It depends year to year. There have been Cessna trophies. There have been Cirrus Design trophies. There's a mother-daughter competition.
Oh, outstanding.
Yeah. Well, let's back up a little bit, though, because I think that it's a curious competition because you're really competing against yourself. You know,
correct.
You've got all these dissimilar airplanes. So explain the handicapping process to me because it's really ingenious.
We do individual handicap flights for each airplane. There's a particular course that we fly.
Each specific airframe.
Each airframe.
Each airplane.
Airplane. Okay.
Each airplane every year.
Okay.
Because, you know, your airplane, you know, every single year, you know, changes in performance. Some airplanes are club airplanes or school planes, so you get a different person flying it, thus different performance. So each one is flown at 6,000 feet, which is where the majority of the engines develop their maximum power. And we have a little device that captures your speed and, you know, flying four different directions. Calculations come up with what your maximum speed is. And that's what you fly against. So you're really flying against yourself.
Interesting.
Yeah. So you can win this race in anything.
Yeah.
In anything. And the team that crosses the finish line first is not always the one
exactly.
who wins. In fact, this year, the winners were the second to last team in. They had the perils of Pauline in terms of airplane problems and this failing and that failing and what have you. And what that did is it placed them farther in the pack. So all of us who took some headwinds because they thought they were going to get worse, Well, they didn't. So the Kiwi Express pilot is from New Zealand. They came in first because they got better tailwinds than the rest of us.
And they were flying what equipment?
They were also flying Cessna 182. Okay. And we were all cheering them on.
I'll bet.
That's really exciting.
That's really
because
cool.
In a lot of ways, you know, there's no way they can win. This broke, that broke. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know if we're going to finish.
Mm-hmm. But they persisted. They never gave up. And, you know, the race is a lot about that. There are many things that you discover about yourself in flying a race like this. Things that you never thought you were capable of. Really builds a lot of self-confidence. It's wonderful for the collegiate teams. For them, this is, in many cases, the longest they've ever been, you know, beyond the practice area. And yet, the skills that they build, they put this on their resume.
I bet.
Oh, I can imagine. I bet. And there's a tremendous amount of strategy, because if you can find those wins, and you may sit it out. And if you get, it is a VFR race. Am I correct about this?
Correct. VFR daylight hours, you need to be at one of the designated airports by official sundown on the 4 days. And you need to cross the finish line by 5 o'clock on the fourth day.
Wow.
We carry spots as trackers. And there is a public available map where you can watch each race number inching along. It is mesmerizing.
I'll bet.
That is really, really cool. Now, this is not something that just comes together the month before the race.
Ha! Hardly. We have a battalion of volunteers that plan the courses years in advance, where it starts, where it ends. This next year, we're starting in Sweetwater, Texas, ending up in Fryeburg, Maine. So coordinating all the stops, advertising, getting racers to race, but also helping them understand what it takes to race, what it understands to present an airplane ready to race, making sure that all their paperwork is in order. Many of these women know very little about the equipment that they're flying. And this is a way, vast majority of recreational pilots really don't have a real deep understanding of the airplane. So this is a great educational opportunity for them to learn about it.
The Air Race Classic also has something of a long history, maybe under another name.
The predecessor to us was often known as the Powder Puff Derby, started in 1929. That race ended in 1977. There was a core group of women who decided, we're not going to let racing die. So they restarted a brand new race, the Air Race Classic, and we've been going ever since then.
Outstanding.
Yeah, it really is. It's a wonderful legacy. It's a wonderful story. And it's a fascinating group that does this all year round. You've got a website, right?
We do. We have a website. You can come and read about it, www.airraceclassic.org. We are a 501c3 nonprofit. Always looking for support from the community. There is a board of 12 women who each have areas of responsibility organizing this race.
And they're all volunteers.
I mean, volunteers.
That's the key component to this. And this is something you do now as almost as a vocation. You help nonprofits and nonprofit boards understand how to keep an organization alive and vibrant and going.
That's correct. I do spend almost all of my time these days with nonprofits. I am failing retirement miserably.
Very much in your wheelhouse, in other words.
Yes. Almost all of them are associated with aviation in one shape or form. I was on the Air Race Classic board for 14 years, but have stepped off that such that the next group of people can come on. You know,
well,
I'll help
that's
and coach.
How you gauge. That's how you gauge success in
that's
what you're
right.
doing. Is
that's
when
right.
you can step off and it keeps going. That is absolutely right. Where can people on the airfield here during AirVenture 2017 find the Air Race Classic and get information?
Well, the Air Race Classic has a booth in Hangar B, about in the center of the hangar. We are next door to the 99s.
Okay.
Women in Aviation is
convenient,
in the same hangar. Yes, we all help and support each other. It's great to have all these women aviators all together in one building.
Yeah, Hangar B is the place to be. That is absolutely right. We have Gretchen John with the Air Race Classic. I have Jeb Burnside, Aviation Safety Magazine, and myself, Amy Labota. We thank you very much for being on Attitude Adjustment.
Thank you for having me.